Hello and welcome to your GCSE German Revision Podcast. Today we're tackling one of the most rewarding grammar topics in the entire specification, adverbs. Once you understand how adverbs work in German, your writing and speaking will jump up a whole grade band. Examiners love to see adverbs used accurately and ambitiously. So, let's get started. Section 1. What is an adverb and why does it matter? An adverb modifies a verb, an adjective, or another adverb. In English, we say things like she runs quickly or he speaks very quietly. In German, it works similarly, but the crucial difference is word order. That's where so many candidates lose marks. In German, adverbs never change their form. Unlike adjectives, which agree with gender and case, adverbs are wonderfully simple. They stay exactly the same no matter what. So schnell means quickly, whether you're talking about a man, a woman, or a thing. Section 2. The golden rule. Time, manner, place. This is the single most important rule for adverb word order in German. The rule is time before manner before place. In German, temporal, modal, local. T-M-L. But I find it easier to remember as T-M-P, time, manner, place. Example, in English you might say, I'm going quickly to Berlin today. In German, the correct order is, ich fahre heute schnell nach Berlin. Heute, today, comes first because it's time. Schnell, quickly, comes second because it's manner. And nach Berlin, to Berlin, comes last because it's place. Here's another one. Geht oft gern ins Kino. He often goes to the cinema gladly. Oft is time, gern is manner, ins Kino is place. Time, manner, place. Every single time. A really common mistake I see in exam scripts is candidates putting the place before the manner. They write geht ins Kino oft gern, and that's wrong. The examiner will notice and marks for accuracy will be affected. Drill this rule until it's automatic. Section 3. Types of adverbs. Let's look at the three main categories you need to know for GCSE. First, adverbs of time, temporal adverbien. These tell us when something happens. Key ones, heute, today, morgen, tomorrow, gestern, yesterday, immer, always, manchmal, sometimes, oft, often, nie, never, schon, already, noch, still, bald, soon. Second, adverbs of manner, modal adverbien. These tell us how something happens. Essential ones, schnell, quickly, langsam, slowly, loud, loudly, leiser, quietly, gern or gerne, gladly, or used to say you like doing something. Leider, unfortunately, natürlich, naturally, wirklich, really, ziemlich, quite, sehr, very. Third, adverbs of place, local adverbien. These tell us where something happens. Learn these, here, here, dort or der, there, draußen, outside, drinnen, inside, oben, upstairs, unten, downstairs, überall, everywhere, irgendwo, somewhere, nirgendwo, nowhere. Section 4. The special case of gern. Gern means gladly, but in practice we use it to say we like doing something. Instead of saying, ich mag schwimmen, I like swimming, a more natural and impressive construction is ich schwimme gern, I swim gladly, meaning I like swimming. And here's the really impressive part. Gern has irregular comparative and superlative forms. The comparative is lieber, meaning rather or preferring. The superlative is am liebsten, meaning most of all. So, ich schwimme gern, ich spiele lieber Fußball, aber am liebsten höre ich Musik. I like swimming, I prefer playing football, but most of all I like listening to music. Examiners award credit for this construction because it shows you can use adverbs in comparative structures. That's a higher tier skill that can push you into the top mark band.
Section 5. Comparative and superlative adverbs. For regular adverbs, forming the comparative is simple. You just add er to the end. Schnell becomes schneller. Langsam becomes langsamer. Laut becomes lauter. For the superlative, you use am and add sten to the end. So schnell becomes am schnellsten. Langsam becomes am langsamsten. But watch out for the irregulars. Three you absolutely must know. First, gut, well. Comparative, besser, better. Superlative, am besten, best. Second, gern, gladly. Comparative, lieber. Superlative, am liebsten. Third, viel, a lot. Comparative, mehr, more. Superlative, am meisten, most. A good memory trick. Think of gut, gern, viel as the three troublemakers, the ones that refuse to follow the rules. Gut, gern, viel, the three rebels of German adverbs. Section 6. Dar compounds. This is a higher tier topic that can really impress examiners. Dar compounds are formed by combining dar, meaning it or that, with a preposition. They replace a prepositional phrase when referring back to something already mentioned. For example, if someone asks, denkst du an die Prüfung? Are you thinking about the exam? Instead of repeating an die Prüfung, you can say, ja, ich denke daran. Yes, I'm thinking about it. Daran replaces an die Prüfung. Common dar compounds to learn. Darauf, on it. Damit, with it. Dafür, for it. Dagegen, against it. Darüber, about it. Darunter, under it. Danach, after it. Davor, before it. The rule is, if the preposition starts with a vowel, you insert an R between da and the preposition. So, da plus auf becomes darauf. Da plus über becomes darüber. But da plus mit becomes damit. No extra R, because mit starts with a consonant. Section 7. Exam tips and common mistakes. Now let's talk about how to pick up every possible mark in the exam. Tip 1. Always apply the time, manner, place rule. Write it at the top of your rough work before you start. It takes 2 seconds and could save you several marks. Tip 2. Use gern, lieber and am liebsten to express preferences. These three words alone demonstrate comparative structures, which is a higher tier skill. Ich esse gern Pizza, aber ich esse lieber Pasta und am liebsten esse ich Sushi. Tip 3. Don't confuse adverbs with adjectives. If a word is describing a noun, it's an adjective and needs an ending. If it's describing a verb, it's an adverb and stays unchanged. Ein schnelles Auto, a fast car. Schnell has an ending. But das Auto fährt schnell, the car drives fast. Schnell has no ending. Tip 4. Place nicht correctly. Nicht goes before the specific word negates. Ich fahre nicht schnell. I don't drive quickly. If you're negating the whole verb, nicht goes near the end of the clause. Tip 5. In writing tasks, use a range of adverbs from all three categories. Examiners are looking for variety. Don't just use sehr and gut. Branch out to wirklich, ziemlich, leider, natürlich and überall. Common mistakes to avoid. I see these in exam scripts every year. Mistake 1. Writing the place before the manner. Remember, manner always comes before place. Ich fahre heute schnell nach Berlin. Not, ich fahre heute nach Berlin schnell. But second version is wrong. Mistake 2. Forgetting the irregular forms of gern, gut and viel. These come up constantly. Learn them. Gut, besser, am besten. Gern, lieber, am liebsten. Viel, mehr, am meisten. Mistake 3. Using a dar compound when you should use a wohl compound. If you're asking a question about a thing, you use a wohl compound. Worauf, womit, wofür. Dar compounds are for statements, not questions. So, worauf wartest du? What are you waiting for? But ich warte darauf. I'm waiting for it. Now it's time for our quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask you a question, give you a few seconds to think, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the German word order rule for adverbs? Time, manner, place. Or in German, Tempohang, Modong, Lokal. Question 2. What is the superlative of gern? Am liebsten. Question 3. What is the comparative of gut? Besser. Question 4. How do you say I like playing football using gern? Ich spiele gern Fußball. Question 5. What is the dark compound for with it? Damit. Question 6. Where does nicht go when negating a specific adverb? Directly before the adverb it negates. And finally, let's wrap up with a quick summary. Today we covered the time, manner, place rule for adverb word order, the three categories of adverbs, time, manner, and place, the special adverb gern and its irregular comparative lieber and superlative am liebsten, regular and irregular comparative and superlative forms, dark compounds for sophisticated working, and the correct placement of nicht. Remember, adverbs are your friends. They're easy to use once you know the rules, and examiners reward candidates who use them accurately and ambitiously. Use a variety of adverbs in your writing. Apply the time, manner, place rule every time, and learn those three irregular forms, gut, gern, feel, until they're second nature. You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Cheers!